Welcome to the Rose and Dagger Podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And I'm Nick, Lewin Has AF on Tumblr, and Yes is a World on AO3.
This is episode 55.
Woo!
I know, that's a lot.
Yeah. Talking about EPUBs and...
Yeah, I was going to say, let me find the ask. Okay, so the first ask that we had about this was from July. Hi, love your podcast. So excited to see there's a new episode. Can't wait to go listen.
Yay!
The new episode reminded me of a shower thought I had a week or so ago. What is the deal with EPUBs and PDFs? And how do authors feel about them? I noticed several people posted links to Google Drives where they had 50 to 200 plus fix while AO3 was down. And all I could think was, isn't this a huge copyright issue? I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this stuff. Thanks. And the little heart. And then the next one was August 24th. Ooh, season 5. Exciting. Which, yes, it is.
Woohoo!
I'm glad you're excited as well. It says, also, Zara 5, is that how you say that? Is it Zara?
That's how I always say it.
Because I always say it like Sarah with a Z, right?
Yeah.
Deciding to delete her, and then it has question marks, so I guess we could say there.
Yeah.
Fix. Made me think. Can y'all chat about your, or authors more broadly, view on downloading fix and sending deleted fix around? And also how you make fix readable on different formats for posting. Okay. So I did a bit of research for this episode in that I read the terms of service of AO3.
Oh, okay.
And Wattpad in relation to this sort of thing. Except for the Wattpad link is no longer open on my phone. I don't know how that happened, but I want to look back at the ask. So like when you upload a fic to AO3, it automatically what is the word I'm looking for, but you don't do anything to make it a PDF or an EPUB. Like AO3 does that for you.
Wait, so you upload your fic, and then at the top when somebody goes to read it, they have options of downloading it as a PDF, HTML file. They've got options of different ways in which they can download it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's something you can turn off on.
No, it's not.
AO3. I think that's just like,
it's
an accessibility.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's an accessibility thing.
Yeah.
The options for downloading, I don't even know what two of these are, but the first one says AZW3, EPUB, Mobi, M-O-B-I.
Yeah, that's for a Kindle.
Okay. PDF and HTML.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's an accessibility thing because people have, like, screen readers or different, like, software. So that's part of the terms of service for AO3 when you are supposed to read the terms of service.
Yes.
When you make your account.
Yeah.
That's what it says about posting, that like you why would it went away. I had like
I'm sure it's like the terms say that like they're allowed to do that because
yeah, it's not, and it doesn't specifically say anything about the PDFs and stuff. It just says that you agree basically for them to have your information, and that like as soon as you delete it, it will be deleted. They do keep like a file basically, but not on, not like where it's accessible to other people.
Yeah.
Like for legal reasons, I think is why they,
they keep that.
But so any author, and the Wattpad is a very similar terms of service as far as that goes. I don't believe, I did not see any, their terms of service was not as straightforward as AO3. Shockingly. Yeah. So I don't think that you can, I don't know if you can download PDF. I don't know what the deal is with Wattpad, because I'm not on there, obviously. So I only have an account so that I can go on and like read the terms of service.
Yes.
And report when other people post my fix on there. But as an author, when you make your account, when you post a fic, you're agreeing that your fics are available to be downloaded. Now that's for personal use.
And I love this, by the way. I think this is great that they do it. I think it's great that people who use screen readers or other things, or even just don't like the idea of like scrolling on Safari or whatever, that also, they have another option.
Yeah, and it's also for people who like not everybody has like unlimited data.
Yes.
Or you know, or Wi-Fi or whatever, so they can download it to their phone and they can read it off of their phone when their phone isn't connected to the internet.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that's a great option. Like I download fics. I don't download very many fics, but I have some downloaded. They're like, if this was ever deleted, I'd be sad types.
Yeah.
And like certain fics, I'll like maybe download a fic to read it if I know I'm going to be on an airplane or something, you know, like,
yeah.
And I won't have, and I don't like to pay for Wi-Fi on an airplane because I'm cheap.
Yeah.
And but also I don't be scrolling like Instagram or whatever on an airplane when I could be reading.
Yes. And I download all my own fics just so that I have like a like clean readable copy also in case I ever need it.
I would not have ever thought to do that.
Yeah.
Where do you keep them? Just like on your
phone? Like on a, like in my documents folder on my computer.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So then do you get rid of the Google Doc version of it?
No. Because my Google Drive is a mess, so.
Yeah, mine is too.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know why I would ever need it.
I mean, God forbid something ever happened to AO3.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, that's something for anyone who, you know, maybe you want to do that with yourself.
Yeah.
Should I go back to the asks?
So I think your point of it being for personal use is important. And I personally don't have a problem with like when people I feel like it's sort of a sticky situation when people delete their fics as to sharing or not, and I sort of go back and forth and waver depending on how I'm feeling on any given day about it. I generally feel like it's fine when someone's like, hey, this fic looks like it's been deleted and I would like to read it. Do you have it? And for someone to share it. 90% of the time, I feel like I'm fine.
Like publicly sharing it? Like posting a link on their blog or on
like
Twitter?
Ask a friend or like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So privately, like someone saying, I want a copy of whatever fic,
yeah,
and it's been deleted and I really want to read it. And then someone says, oh, I have that. Then they like privately message you the fic. Yeah, I have no problem with that because it's private. It's not out there for the world to see. Yeah, I have zero problem with privately sharing.
I feel like that
because if it's privately, I won't know about it.
Yeah. on my like cantankerous days. I'm like, but the author deleted it for a reason. And I think that it gets into like the author's intent. This is when I fall down a hole of like all the different stuff, right? So like it's the author's intent to not have it up anymore. If it's because like for publishing deals or they're like, then I feel less like, then I feel like whatever, it's fine. Like they took it down for like.
Kind of because they had to.
Yeah. And for like business reasons, not for like personal reasons. But I feel like if somebody took it down because, I don't know, they left fandom and they don't want to be like, I don't know. I feel like there's something like, sometimes when I think hard about it and somebody want like doesn't want their, they take all their stuff down and don't want people reading it anymore for like personal emotional reasons, then I'm like, then we should respect that and just like let it go. But also there, I don't really have a problem with it because once an author puts it out into the world, then like it kind of is no longer theirs. I mean, it's obviously still theirs like legally and stuff, but like emotionally it's out into the world.
Right.
And like, it's going to belong with people and people love it. I'm thinking of specific fics that I have in my head that like the author like deleted all their fics and like left fandom. And I, Nitra actually was like maybe friends with them. Anyway, I was talking to Nitra about how much I really wanted to read this fic and I was so bummed that they had deleted it. And like, and Nitra was like, oh, maybe you could ask and they can just like send you a copy. And then this person like never responded to me. And I was like, okay, I guess I will just never read this fic again, like ever in my life.
Did you ask Emu?
No.
This was you should ask. Okay, but I guarantee you that she has it because Emu has this huge project of downloading every single, I don't know if it's every single One Direction fic or every single Larry fic, but every single fic from AO3. And if it's one that you liked, probably Emu already had it downloaded previously. So if you still want to read it, I bet she has it.
Yeah, maybe. So, yeah, I think privately, most of the time I'm fine with it, unless I'm like feeling particularly cantankerous.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Publicly is where I think it gets a little, I don't even know. Like, I feel like I get so like back and forth about this, depending on the day, truly. Because like if somebody were to ask like quote unquote a big blog for it and they post a link, that's really not any different than asking for it personally. You're just asking for it like on a platform where more than one person could see it. But if somebody shares a file of a lot of fics, that gets my like notches up.
Is it because it's not like a specific, like no one, someone's not saying I want to read like A, B, C fic by this person. They're just like, here are all the fics I have downloaded. Please take whatever you want. Yeah, it's like, because it's almost like that person is taking ownership of the fics. Yeah. Like, here is all my secondhand fan fiction.
Yes. There's something about it being like, they're now having like a repository that's not AO3, that's like, I don't know. Like, I know why, we can cut this.
That's okay. This is an interesting conversation. So like, even then,
maybe we won't cut this part. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just us thinking. So like, if you like have to delete the, like, the spaces in between them.
Yeah. But do you remember this happened a few years ago? Somebody posted their Google Drive full of links and like everybody was up in arms about it. And it was for that reason of like I want my work to be on AO3 and I choose for it to be on AO3 for a reason. And if you're downloading it for like private reading, that's fine. But if you're now putting it on a Google Drive for everybody else to see, and that you're sharing publicly and like trying to drum up, like, here's all this stuff for everybody else, then it's like you're taking my stuff from a place that I posted specifically, and you're now posting it on another service that I did not like give you permission to do.
Yeah.
Specifically like a Google or like a Gmail,
like a Dropbox.
Yeah, like Dropbox I have like less of an issue with, but I think I can see how some people would be like, I do not want my work like uploaded to like a Google property. So I can see how
you're saying.
I can see how people could be like, I want my stuff just on AO3 and not on Google. Like as a place where your fic like lives. I don't know if I'm saying this correctly.
Yeah, that made me think of like Wattpad. I wasn't thinking of it as like Google, but it is hosting. You're like hosting. So like Dropbox. So like, could you go to Google and copy, be like, can you find, what is it called? A DMA? Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
A takedown notice? Digital copyright?
Probably not, because probably it's still like personal use and not like a business use. Like, I think... like, I don't know that there's, like, a basis for it, but something in me feels like a slight, like, it's getting into icky territory.
Yeah.
It's, like, tiptoeing towards that line, and that's what I think, like, kind of gets my hackles up a little bit about it, is, like, it's not, you're not really doing anything wrong. This is all for personal use. No one's, like, out here charging $5 to send a PDF of a fic. Like, it is... all on the up and up, and everyone has really good intentions when they're doing this. I don't think I've come across, any sort of thing where it's been a bad intention. But I think like the taking a fic from somewhere and uploading it to somewhere else for public use is where I'm just like, I start to get concerned. That's all. It's probably a good way to say it. Like, I'm not actually super against it, but I'm against the concept. Yeah.
Okay, well, apparently it's called a DMCA. I said it backwards. If you can file one of those, if someone uploads your fix to a Google, to a Google Drive, whatever, and you don't want it there, and they've shared it publicly, then you can file for a takedown.
Okay.
So to me, that makes it even more like you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like if there's already a copyright, like if you're sharing it privately, then no one's gonna know.
Yeah.
But if you're sharing it publicly, there's a chance that the author could be upset by this, but we're always trying to like respect the author's feelings.
Yeah.
And I think there are some people out there who don't care.
Yeah.
Who are very much like, whatever, they see fan fiction as like, they don't see it as a gift. They see it as like something that they're owed somehow. And so they don't respect the author. And even if an author says like, please don't share my deleted fix, they're going to do it anyway. I don't care. I don't particularly care if people share my fix.
No, I don't. All of this is to say, like, I don't care.
I don't want my fix on Wattpad, but just because I have issues with Wattpad.
Yeah. But I'm also like fix that I know not, like, I'm also strongly orphan don't delete anyway.
Yes.
So, like, that makes it a little different, too, where I'm like, but that's literally, like, you can share PDFs, that's fine. But also, like, it will be up on AO3 even if I orphan it. So, you should always have access. Oh, no, did you freeze? No, you didn't.
Did I freeze? I was looking at the terms of service.
You were reading, and then your eyes blinked, and I was like, oh, okay.
No, she's just sitting very still. Just like my my computer keeps saying, your microphone is not picking up any sound.
Oh, weird.
And it's because I'm not talking and listening.
Yes.
I guess back to the questions, because they are okay. So the deal with EPUBs and PDFs is that they are there for accessibility purposes, and also, you know, I people who don't have Wi-Fi, you know, stuff like that.
And
it doesn't matter really how authors feel about them existing, because they agree to them when they sign up and post a fic to AO3.
Exactly.
The links to Google Drives with hundreds of fics, it is a copyright issue if the author decides to see it that way.
So just take caution if you're somebody who is doing that.
Yeah. It's a morally gray area.
Yes.
A little murky.
Exactly. Clearly, if it's someone like in the second ask, who is like a well-known beloved author, then, and they say like, I had to take them down for business reasons or for whatever reason, like, but feel free to download them, and you miss your chance, and somebody's like, here, I have them all here. I feel like that's a totally different separate situation where it's like,
yeah, the person yeah, you is have saying the it's okay. Blessing. Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I think, yeah, it just gets a little, for me, it gets a little nebulous when you're not sure of the author's intentions. But like I said earlier, the author needs to realize that once they put it out there, like, people will fall in love with it and then want it.
Yeah, I think that that's like a broader thing too. Like, if you write something, like we've talked about before, that people can write fan fiction of your fan fiction.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
People can write, you know, a continuation of your story, a timestamp of your story. Some stranger could write Zane's point of view for the second Hen and Wines, and it would be very upsetting to me and Nick.
But please don't do that.
Please don't do that. Nick's going to write it one day. What is okay with the author versus what is allowed are different things.
Yeah.
We both, I think, if the author is still around, we're big fans of like making sure that the author is okay with stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. And authors may change their mind on things.
Yeah.
For a long time. I mean, the first how many years I've written fics, I've been anti like translations, because it feels like giving up. It feels like then you're giving up control of it in a way where like then if it's translated, even if you tell them to upload it on AO3, then like someone could take a translation and put it elsewhere. I don't know. It feels like giving up. It always for me felt like giving up control in some way.
Well, it is. It is giving up control.
Yeah. And then you're like not sure if they're translating it correctly and getting your stuff across, and like, it feels very, it's felt very scary and very much like I don't want to do it for years. And then over the past 2 months, I've been like, do I care anymore? Am I okay with people translating? And I'm pretty sure I'm going to change my rules on that like super soon, but I just haven't like.
Well, my thoughts on it are that like if someone translates it to another language, it's not like I could read it anyway.
Yeah.
So like.
Yeah,
I just don't care. Yeah. I am very like, it's out there. I put it out there. And I think for me, it's it matters that people who maybe don't read English as well can enjoy my fic, even if they miss some of the nuance or whatever.
Yeah.
That doesn't really matter to me as much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, go ahead and translate it. It's great.
Yeah.
It's like giving up a little bit of control, but at the same time, it's like
you've already given up control by putting it out into the public.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry. All that to say that, like, just because an author had wished something at one time, they could change their mind.
Yeah.
About it in the future. So yeah, I think sharing is, I think generally speaking, people have good intentions, and it is like not harmful to be sharing fics, and therefore right. I'm okay with it. Even if it's on a Google Drive for people to see, I get a little bit about it. No one can see my reactions here. I'm doing lots of face stuff.
And there's a lot of like expression, yeah. Hand movements.
Yes. I get concerned about it, but I'm not against it, is maybe a good way of saying it. I'm worried for people who do it because I know they can get a copyright takedown. And if you get a copyright takedown on your Google, I don't know what that does for the rest of your, like, it makes me concerned, is I think a good way to put it, for a bunch of reasons. And so therefore I'm like, but also it's fine. And I'm personally not going to do it, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, I feel like this is a short episode, but well, what else is there to say?
Concept.
Huh?
We've only gotten through part of it. Because the one thing is like how the authors feel about it. The other thing is like how to do it. So it's like, is readable accessibly?
Oh, well, there's nothing. Thinking about? Okay.
So things like, are we ready to move into that topic? Do you have other things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So things like, things to keep in mind when you're uploading a fic to AO3, bearing in mind that people use screen readers, that people download it different ways, etc. For example, when you do a scene break, sometimes people put cute little curly cues and emojis and like all sorts of stuff. E-readers will read all of those out loud. So if you have the end of your sentence, Harry gasped, curly Q, shocked emoji, like the e-reader will read whatever you have.
Right. So like if you did like a line of equal signs as a scene break, it would go equal sign, equal sign, equal sign, equal sign, equal sign.
Exactly.
So AO3 gives you a line break, a scene break. It's right there in the little menu at the top. So you can just click that button and do it. And like I will do an emoji every now and then as a scene break, or I've done images as scene breaks before. But I do the line, the like emoji, the scene, I try to do the scene break line as well. So at least it'll go like scene break and then like whatever emoji, 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 and then it'll go on.
Yeah.
The next part. So, but yeah, I've gone back and changed to scene break, like the actual scene break line in some of my fics, but I need to do it with all of them.
Yeah. I have not gone back and done anything, but I've been more, since I learned that, I've been more aware of like, if I'm going to use an emoji, to only use one emoji and not two emojis.
And like, if you put images, do alt text.
Yes, correct.
AO3 makes it relatively easy, but also just Google like AO3 alt text for image and it'll walk you through it.
Yeah.
So do alt text for images. You can do like when Nick and I have both used like the text. What's it called? Why can't I think of what? Yes, the work skin, where it looks like a text screen. There's alt text for that. So like the screen reader is going to read it as like text message from Harry.
Yes. Yeah.
What else is there?
I think just generally keeping in mind when you do it, because I don't know what else there is, but we are not...
We're by no means
I'm not an expert on this, so you know, help us learn if you can and choose to. But just keep in mind when you're posting that somebody might be using a thing that is reading what it says on the screen. And then if you have an image, it's going to skip over that and not read anything. So they might miss part of some information if that's important. That, you know, things like emojis will be spoken like with its emoji name. And so if you have a bunch of like laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji, that might be fine in the text, but it might be really distracting as like a scene break. And I can't really even think of other examples, but like, it's just something to keep in mind that people absorb fix. That's not the right word. Consume fix in like alternate ways. And so it's just something to keep like in the back of your head that if you can make it, if you can make the formatting easier for everybody, then that's great.
What I thought they meant about how do you make fix readable on different formats, I thought that they thought that authors had something to do with like the formatting of the PDFs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so that's not anything. We don't do anything to have nothing to do with that. Yeah. AO3 automatically does that, but like it does include like scene breaks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's automatic.
And it also includes
very nice.
Back to
it includes links and links back to the fix so that you can comment and kudos and stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoy that about the downloading. If you download it as a PDF or as a whatever, and it says like click the link to leave a comment for the author on AO3.
Yeah.
It's like a nice little reminder there at the end.
Sure.
Is that it?
I think that's it. Also, I want to say that, like everything in fandom, things can shift and change.
Yeah.
Like,
we're not experts.
We're not experts. Yeah, these are just our feelings, which I feel like we say every third podcast. but also, like things shift and change, and like somebody who shared a Google Drive of all their fics like 4 years ago, and was like driven out of fandom, maybe would not meet that same fate today, and like it would be more like allowable or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, things do change.
Yeah.
Episode 55, talking about EPUBs and PDFs. We do not know what we are going to be doing on our next episode. Perhaps we do know, but we just don't realize that we know. that's always a thing. But we have another podcast coming out.
Woo-hoo!
A different podcast called Pop Culturing.
Yes.
On Tumblr, it's pop-culturing, where we talk about pop culture stuff, and Nick explains pop culture stuff to me. Our first episode will be out this month. We're shooting for the 14th of every month, and we do have the first two episodes already recorded. But the first episode is about Love Island. And so we would like for you to join and listen to that as well.
Yes. And you don't have to know anything about Love Island. That's the best part
is I didn't know anything about Love Island when we recorded it. So
whether you love it or you're just interested in it, tune in.
Or even if you just like to listen to us talk.
Exactly. It will be slightly different since this is like so fandom based, and I feel so strongly that like I should not be making money off of like fandom stuff. We don't have like ads or anything on this podcast, but we will have ads on the other podcast, but even if it's just to like cover the cost of me like getting the episodes translated into words so we can put up the transcripts. That would be great. So it will be slightly different because of that, but I'm going to try not to be annoying with ads.
Yeah. But you guys don't mind if we have ads.
Yeah.
Yeah, so also send us any asks about what you might want to hear us talk about writing,
mm-hmm.
about fic writing, and so on and so forth. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Nick. Lewin has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And thank you for listening to the Rose and Dagger podcast.
A podcast about writing fan fiction. Mm-hmm.